Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey. Thanks for joining us for Believing Together. We have been in the book of John, chapter 20. Of course, the story where Thomas, when the disciples tell him that Jesus has resurrected, Thomas says, you know, I'll believe it when I see the scars in his hands, the scar from the spear in his side. That's when I will believe. And our focus has been on these last couple of days on those scars. What those scars that Thomas demanded to see, that you and I will one day see in heaven, what is it that they, what, why are they so important? And we talked first that those scars tell us that Jesus suffered. Second, yesterday we talked about the fact that those scars tell us that Jesus sympathizes because he felt that pain. He feels our pain. Third, this morning, I want to get right to it. Those scars tell us that Jesus saves. You know, Hebrews 9:22, it says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. You know, Jesus did not have to suffer. He could have refused the cross, but he chose to suffer for us. And I hope you understand that. The only reason he had to go to the cross was for our redemption. He didn't have to go to the cross. He didn't have to suffer. He didn't even have to come to this earth, but he chose. John 10:18 tells us he chose to suffer and die in our place. May I say, the nails did not hold Jesus to that cross. It was love that held him on that cross. In fact, John 3:16, what does it say? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The scars remind us that Jesus saves. Isaiah 53:5 says, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, his wounds, his scars, we are healed. The scars tell us that Jesus saved. But may I say this, and I think this is one of the most exciting points out of this passage. In verse 28 of John chapter 20, Thomas has now seen the scars in Jesus' hand and his side. And in verse 28, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Number four, the scars tell us, remember, number one, that Jesus suffered. Number two, that Jesus sympathizes. Number three, that Jesus saves. But number four, that Jesus survived. The fact that he had those scars and was breathing and was alive and well means that he survived. 1 Corinthians 15:20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, that was Adam, by man, Jesus, came also the resurrection of the dead. Men die because of the first Adam, but men can rise from the dead because of the second Adam, Jesus Christ. Verse 22 says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. You know, the fact that Jesus survived means we will survive if you've been saved. The fact that he was resurrected means we will be resurrected. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful for that. Resurrection will be a reality someday. Dmitry Kolesnikov, who was a Russian sailor, and he scribbled a note as he died, and it was found on his body in the wreck of what's called the Kursk nuclear submarine. And they say apparently he must have had a premonition of death before he left home for the last time. And his wife, whose name was Olga, said she could tell something was different. He just had a feeling that something was going to happen. Olga and Dmitry had been married for only a few months when two unexplained explosions ripped through that submarine on August the 12th, 2000. The submarine sank to the bottom of the Barents Sea, causing the deaths of 118 sailors. Some of you will remember that in the news. Dmitry's mother said, I still believe, even now, they should have raised the boat itself together with the whole crew. It would have been much easier for everyone. Dmitry's wife agreed. We already said the crew should be raised, but raised them together. They lived together and served together. We believe they should have been raised together. And, you know, as I remember that from the year 2000, believers in Jesus Christ, we will have served together, we've lived together, we've suffered together. But how exciting to know that one day we will be resurrected together with our Savior. Thomas said, except I shall see. And may I remind you, one day you are going to see, if you've been saved by the grace of God, you're going to see the very scars that Thomas demanded to see. Oh, those scars are precious to us. God bless you. Hope you have a great Easter weekend, and hope you'll be in God's house. And join us again on Monday for Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.